Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Keeping It Real. I'm your host, Soldier Black. Y'all, I just wanted to talk about some stuff today. Because today was a wild day. Now, listen. The first thing I want to talk about with y'all, right, is I want to talk about senseless deaths. People dying for nothing. Like, people just killing people for nothing, man. I don't understand what is going on. Like, why is people just running around killing people like this? Like, why? What are you doing, bro? Like, you just running around, you just killing people. Like, something that's just this crazy, something that's just boggling my mind. It's something that I'm sitting here, I'm trying to think about this. And I wanted to bring y'all in on a conversation to make y'all think, too, about this stuff. Now, the first thing that I want to bring up is this, right? So, there was a guy, right? Younger dude. Probably about 23, 24 years old, right? He was in the streets a little bit. He wasn't running around doing nothing crazy or nothing like that, right? But, you know, he was selling drugs. And he was making him a little bit of money. So, some guys, they decided that they wanted to rob him and take his money, right? Now, before I go any further, this is what I'm just saying. Get your own money, bro. Get your own money. You want money, nigga? Go get your own money. Because the majority of the time, the people who rob is the ones that can't, for whatever reason, get no money. Go get your own money, bro. Do you not know how to make money? Guess what? That's your fault. Now, the guy, he was making a little bit of money. People decided, you know, they wanted to rob him, right? So when they robbed him, they ran inside his house where he lived at with his wife and his kids. Now, the whole motive and the whole intention from the beginning was to kill him and get him out the way. That was the whole motivation right there. Let's kill him, get him out the way. So, at the time that they kicked in his door, and he ran inside his house. He was there with his daughter. I mean, his daughter was laying together watching cartoons in the bed. So when they came in there, they go shooting. He seen what was going on, right? So the first thing he did was he jumped over top of his daughter. He tried to cover his daughter first, cause he ain't want nothing to happen to her. They shot him in the back. He basically died holding his daughter. And when it was all done and over with, guess what? They didn't even walk away with no money. That was the craziest part about the whole situation. They didn't even leave with nothing. They did all that for nothing, bruh. You done killed this man while he holding his daughter for nothing. Listen, man, we taking a break, man. Because this episode about to get a little deep. And I don't want to throw too much on y'all at one time. So we're going to take us a quick little break. And then I'm going to get right back with y'all.